Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Happy anniversary, Dr. Patricia Green. Happy anniversary, Patty. 10 great years as a member of our Brain Trust. We appreciate it very much.
I'm loving that I even got the theme song.
I know. Hey, we got it all here. We got production value coming out of our ears here. Well, thank you for that, folks. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Patty Green's membership in our Brain Trust and all the great contributions she's made for us over the years, helping us understand more about entrepreneurship and how to be an entrepreneur and the different things that she's done
the one way back in the 90s, the Diana Project, even before the Diana Project, the one that you did with the
London School of Business.
Jim, the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor.
I was reporting on that before I even knew you. In 99, I got my hands on that, and I just went crazy with that thing. The gem, I mean, this goes way back, folks. Her involvement in this, her hands are in so many of these examples, so many of these important programs to help people understand what entrepreneurship is all about, where we need help. What can other people learn from entrepreneurs? What can entrepreneurs learn from other people? How to make us better? How to make us stronger? Because as you know, Patty, the heartbeat of the American economy, the nucleus of the American economy, is entrepreneurship, isn't it?
Well, and not just that, Jim. Actually, it was funny. I couldn't think of Jim at the moment because I was at the World Bank yesterday talking about Jim.
Yeah.
So women's entrepreneurship, too, is increasingly recognized as an important contribution to the global economy.
No question about it. And further research has been found that economic growth happens greater when there's a more robust entrepreneurship in the country and economic development. And so these are all true things, folks, that have been proven, not just in the United States, but around the world. And Patty Green has been part of that, and so we celebrate her work and thank her for 10 years of being with us. Now you're working on this national program, the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program. You're the National Academic Director there, and we were talking about that in the last segment. This time I want you to tell us about some of the curriculum. Get bore down into some of the things so that the people listening, even if maybe they can't right now get connected to one of your programs, maybe at least they can say, okay, I can work on that. Go ahead.
Sure. Now, and one of the things we do, Jim, is really we don't do it like Accounting 101 or Finance 101 or anything like that. It's really integrated. So we start out with you and your business. You know, and that's a matter of you sitting down and really figuring out what is it I'm trying to do here. You get so attached to just working through the day-to-day stuff that thinking about what's the value I want to create and working on that, and how do I know if I'm getting there? So we do a lot on metrics and dashboards. You know, what are the five things you need to know if your business is growing, and how are you going to know them, and when are you going to even look at them?
Mm-hmm. Give us an example. What would be one or two or three of the five, or give us all five?
The five depend on you, on the person in the business.
So we don't give it to them.
This is them looking at their business and deciding, these are the things for me and my business.
Right.
So it could be everything from, it could be a daily sale. It could be an inventory management. It could be turnover with your team. It could be I'm able to get to three Little League games a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about both your business, but also how you're running your business.
How much of this is management, and how much of it is CEO stuff? Do you get into the CEO stuff? Because this is something that I see a huge issue with small businesses. They're so busy working in their businesses that they have problems working on their business. And I'm trying to help them understand the importance of being a CEO of their company.
We have a whole thing about growth again, but also about leadership. So I think even this, where are you going, that's leadership, because you're not coming into a company and saying, oh, that's their vision. You not only have to create your vision, you have to convince everybody else to buy into your vision. So there's right. a lot of this has to do with
leadership.
With leadership. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Recognizing, you know, who do you need to leave? Do you have the right people? Do you have the wrong people? To borrow Jim Collins, who's on the bus and are they in the right,
right.
seats?
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of thing. But then it's also, how do I get there? You know, say I've got the right people, I know where I want to go. How do I actually get something done? So we teach people how to look at their processes, you know, and their operations and see, is that the most efficient way to do this? Of course we look at money, but we look at financial statements in a different way. It's really about how do you understand them and are able to use them to make strategic decisions. And that usually is very eye-opening to a lot of folks and to their accountants when all of a sudden all their small business owners start asking really smart questions.
Good questions, right. Yeah, and that's an interesting relationship between small businesses and their accountants. So do you actually get into cash flow and profitability and those kinds of things? Good.
Yeah.
Because I think you'd agree with me, Patty, that if we could help every small business owner that we could help understand the difference between cash and accounting, and not teach them accounting, but just understand that cash is cash and profit is accounting, and the timelines of each one of those, the different urgency levels of each one of those. If we could teach more small business owners that, we could prevent a lot of failures, couldn't we?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah. Patty, you want to give us a website?
www.icic.org is for applying. Otherwise, you can go to the Babson website, babson.edu, and take a look at the whole program.
ICIC.org?
Yes.
To apply for this, folks, to sign up for this program. Quick break. Stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.